This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that the U.S. has restored its presence on the world stage as he has used his first overseas trip to connect with a new generation of leaders from some of the world's most powerful countries and more closely unite allies around addressing the COVID-19 pandemic and China's trade and labor practices. Biden wrapped up 3 days of what he calls an extraordinarily collaborative and productive meeting at the Group of Seven Summit of Wealthy Democracies. Biden says at a news conference in England that there was genuine enthusiasm for his engagement. He later visited Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle. Israel's parliament Sunday narrowly approved a new coalition government ending the historic 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and sending the polarizing leader into the opposition. Naftali Bennett, a former ally of Netanyahu turned rival, became prime minister after the 60-59 vote. Promising to try to heal a divided nation, Bennett will preside over a diverse and fragile coalition comprised of 8 parties with deep ideological differences. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Brussels Sunday evening ahead of 2 days of summits with NATO and the European Union, part of his first foreign trip since taking office, and one aimed at reinvigorating transitional ties. Biden already attended a summit of G7 rich democracies in Britain over the weekend, and this will be followed by a summit on June 15th with top EU officials in the bloc's political hub. This is VOA News.